that my body tells me to stop, and the healthiest option would be to listen to it. I still find that I'm driven forwards, unperturbed by the force that I'm hitting brick walls with. Bitter more often I can chew, but it's important that I don't leave my plate or finish until it's all gone. Living within a cauldron of spite and deceit, which developed from the drive to achieve. See, we've all got a goal, but if mine isn't reached, I'll be fine. So you've got to ask, why do we do it? This tireless pursuit of future happiness. What few can fathom is the pain and the change don't fade. I've been feeling that acutely of late. Made some stupid mistakes, mostly motivated by motivation and the hope that if I don't stop chasing, somehow I can know what's waiting. But if I gave myself a break from these great expectations, I could live what's happening now. It's obvious, did my swatting bit, but didn't cop a proper job with it. Just one of those bots that doesn't want to rot in offices, logging documents, making sure they're copied onto this. Never want to ponder this, better to get on with it. Then again, how has it come to this? What a crock of shit, not a man of modest wits. Still, I'll be honest, kids, whatever you long for, make sure you have a pop at it. Even if you don't accomplish it, remain on it for the long, hard slog. It beats being nondescript. Sometimes I wonder why I seek prominence in hip-hop's abyss, when it's swamped with novices full of cockiness. Then again, I see no wrong in this. This is what I've got to give, that's why I stay rocking it.
Cause if I dwell too long on what might have been, well then I might not see what fate has in mind for me. I'd rather take time to find my niche. Cause if I dwell too long on what might have been, life might pass by in its entirety, and in my mind that just seems like a crime to me.
Young man, what are you?